Our text for our meditation on this day, as we have the opportunity to give special thanks to God for 150 years, is recorded in the first two verses of the 90th Psalm, where we read these words. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, before you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of our living and resurrected Lord Jesus, dear Christian friends, and I think this being the last Sunday of Easter, as Pastor Elliott mentioned before, this is a day when we've got one more opportunity to greet each other in that Easter way. When one individual says to another, "He is risen," and God's people respond by saying,
"He is risen indeed."
Hallelujah, because of the living and resurrected Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. And I pray that Easter doesn't get put on the shelf now for the rest of this year until we get to that seasonal end when we start thinking about it again next year, but that you would live in resurrection joy every single day that God gives you life and breath to be in service to Him. In the name of this special Lord Jesus, the one who gave His life, shed His blood, in order that you and I could be the children of God, dear Christian friends, this truly, in the words of the psalmist, is the day that the Lord has made. And this is one of those days when we truly want to rejoice and be glad in the fact that God has left us, permitted us, enabled us to be a part of this particular day. This is one of those four special days in the course of this year that you, the members of St. John's, have prepared for and gotten ready for as you're thinking about celebrating and giving thanks to God for the existence of this congregation over the past 150 years. Can we spend any better way for celebrating and rejoicing and giving thanks than to gather together at the very first part of the day in His house to say thanks to Him and give all glory and honor and praise to Him? Truly, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the day that the Lord has made. And by His grace and with His blessing, we will be able to rejoice and be glad in it during the course of the entire day. I think that Sunday a few months ago and this Sunday and then two more Sundays during the course of the year, as you think about 150 years, are going to be mountaintop experiences. Oh, maybe not quite the same as Transfiguration and Easter and Christmas, but really mountaintop experiences for you as God's people, because you have a very special way of realizing and experiencing special grace from Him. Not every congregational family can celebrate 150 years. Not every congregational family can even celebrate 50 years. And so it's a very special opportunity for you to feel a close relationship to the Lord because of what He has done by way of blessing to St. John's over the course of its history. So I'm suggesting this morning that this is a time for you to do some remembering. This is a time for you to do some rejoicing. And this is a time for you to do some renewing. Think back over even your memory span and remember the manifold blessings that God has showered upon you as an individual and upon St. John's as a congregation. Rejoice then in these phenomenal blessings that come to you from God. He didn't have to give them to you, but in His grace and mercy and love, He chose to provide them for you in order that He would be able to show you how very much He loves you. And then don't forget to make the commitment to Him that you want to continue to live in service to Him and be a part of His family into which He has called you. Remember, Jesus Christ is your anchor and your foundation. Rejoice in the fact that you have been brought to faith in Him, and then renew your commitment to be in service to Him for your entire life. Help us, Holy Spirit, this morning that we as individuals might be able to focus on those three words and speak to us, Holy Spirit, from the basis of the text in order that we would receive your message. Just who is this Lord that the psalmist says in the 90th Psalm is your dwelling place for all generations? Well, remember, He is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is the creator, the redeemer, and the sanctifier of the world, of all that's in the world, and of all the people who have ever been a part of the world. Remember, it was He who called this earth into existence some 6,000 years ago. And He existed before that because there never was a time when He wasn't. And there never will be a time when He won't be. We use the word eternal or the word everlasting to refer to God. And indeed, He truly is eternal and everlasting. Where St. John's is concerned, it didn't just happen to come into existence 150 years ago. It didn't just happen that there was a cluster of individuals called Lutheran Christians who wanted to form a place where they could gather together for worship with each other to glorify and praise and honor God. It didn't just happen that it took place in the city of Champaign, Illinois, but it was all by the grace and the mercy and the direction of God. He was the one who brought this congregation into existence because of His wanting people, His people, to be able to be nourished on word and sacrament ministry. So it was that the creation, however, which God had created some 6,000 years ago, didn't remain in that perfect state in which He had created it. By its choosing, by man thinking he and she had a better idea, sin came upon all of mankind. That which was perfect became imperfect. That which was sinless became sinful. That which was all right really became all wrong. And so remember, it was the same gracious God who sent a way out for mankind to be able to be saved from that sin which had brought upon itself. God, out of love and mercy for people, chose to send His only begotten Son, one called Jesus Christ, to be their anchor and foundation, in order that in and through and because of Him, forgiveness of sins can become real and be sure in each individual's life. It didn't just happen that Jesus came into the flesh. It didn't just happen that God chose to send His only Son. Remember, it was because of His love for mankind, His love for you as an individual, that He sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem those that were under the law. Remember, it was because of Jesus Christ that God the Father did and continues to look at you and stamps your sin account paid in full, no longer charged against you, because Jesus paid the price. He gave His life and shed His blood in order that the Father could accept you as His forgiven children and adopt you into His family to make you heirs of His heaven, to enjoy eternal life together with his only begotten Son. Remember also, it's the gift of the Holy Spirit that enables you to be able to believe and accept all that. Because what good would it be if God had sent his Son, but you couldn't believe in him? What good would it do if God had sent his Son and the Son gave his life and made that sacrifice that was necessary for God to be able to accept you, but you had no way to make that forgiveness your own? And so in the words of Dr. Luther in the third article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Remember, it wasn't you. Remember, it still isn't you. Remember, it's all God who created, redeemed, sanctified, enabled you to believe in Jesus as your Savior, and today keeps you in that faith into which you were brought through the sacrament of Holy Baptism. Because of that, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you today to rejoice. Oh, we get excited about 150 years. We get excited about a 39th birthday. We get excited over a first birthday. But how excited then should we get, and how much we should rejoice over the phenomenal love that our great God has showered upon us and continues to shower upon us every single day that we live. Joy, not just happiness. Real joy from the inside, which is more lasting than getting an exciting phone call or hearing somebody say something to us that makes us excited for 37 seconds and then we forget about it. But rather joy from the inside because of what God in Christ has done for you. Joy. When you accept the fact that you are a sinner bound for hell, God says, but I forgive you, join me in my heaven. Joy when you recognize how you have so miserably failed in a relationship with somebody else or in doing something that you were supposed to do and didn't do or accomplishing something that you couldn't accomplish. And God says, it's okay. I understand. You see, my Son Jesus covered that all over. And because he did, I accept you in spite of the mar and in spite of the scratches and in spite of the way the finish on your whole life has been all messed up. You see, I forgive you because I love you. That's rejoicing when we can admit the fact that we are sinners bound for hell. And know that because of Christ, we are bound for heaven. Secondly, rejoice because it was the Lord who came to you and adopted you into his family. Whether it was that baptismal font or a baptismal font in some other congregation, it was the Lord who came when those waters of baptism were splashed on your head. And he said, now I really want you to belong to me. You see, God didn't have to take us. He chose us because he wanted us. He came to us and he said, I want you to be a part of my family, and now I'm adopting you into it. The Lord has given my wife and me three beautiful children in the course of our marriage. One born to us naturally, and two given to us through adoption. And it's the two younger ones, as they were growing up, who like to continue to remind the older one, remember, Mom and Dad really wanted us, but they had to take you. And so it is, as we think of baptism. And every time somebody is baptized there, It was God who really wanted us. He didn't have to take us. He wasn't forced to take us, but he chose us, adopted us, brought us into his family, and made us his children because he really wanted us. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters, not because of 150 years, but because you are the children of God, whom he chose and did what was necessary that you could be his forever. Finally, this is also a time then to do some renewing. Oh, whether it's today or whether it was a couple of months ago or one of the other anniversary days, there's going to be some people here that maybe you haven't seen for the last 20 years, or maybe you were confirmed together and haven't seen that individual for 40 years, and you're going to see that individual and think, oh my goodness, how that individual has changed. And it's going to be a good opportunity to do some reminiscing and looking back and thinking of the things that you enjoyed with that individual. And then as you're looking at some old pictures with a bit of nostalgia, do you remember when? And then you're talking about the thing that happened on that particular day. And it's a good time to do that reminiscing and looking back and thinking over. I'm always concerned that anniversaries are times for looking back. And we don't take the opportunity to also look ahead. We take the opportunity to think about that which is now a part of history, but we don't take the same opportunity to think about the opportunities that God is going to be giving to us in the next months, weeks, and years as we continue to live as his people. And so I'm pleading with you today that you not only look back, but you look ahead to opportunities to be in his word. That you as a congregation as individuals bury yourselves in the Word of God in order that you would allow him to speak to you, in order that you beyond any doubt can be assured of his love and forgiveness, not because of what Pastor Elliot or Pastor Wright says, but because of what he says to you in his Word very personally, very directly, and very much to you as one of his children. I'm encouraging you not only to be involved in Bible study as a congregation with brothers and sisters in Christ, but that you renew yourself to him and make the commitment that you're going to take 5 or maybe even 10 minutes a day to let him speak to you in his word as you read that word in your home in the comfort of that place where you live. You may say, that's okay, preacher. You can take that time and you can be doing those things because you're a preacher. But I don't have time to take 5 or 10 minutes a day because I'm already too busy. And if you can't take 5 or 10 minutes a day to let the Lord assure you of his love and to make you very positive in your relationship to him because of what he has done for you, you are too busy. Your priorities are all mixed up. Your priorities are all confused because you're so busy working to live for 60 or 70 or 80 years that you're totally forgetting about the foreverness of eternity. Renew your commitment to Jesus Christ, which some young people in this congregation will be doing for themselves this afternoon before this altar as they are confirmed. And think back to the time when you were confirmed and made the same commitment, and now make that same commitment again, renewing it as you read and study and be involved in his word. Finally, I'm suggesting that this is an opportunity also for you to renew your commitment to Jesus, to tell other people about him. Oh, it may not be in a pulpit. It may not be on a soapbox. It may not be on some street corner someplace where you're standing and speaking to everybody who would be able to hear you. But in your everyday conversations, as you ride the school bus, or as you go to work, or as you're at the office, or maybe dealing with the mailman or the milkman or whatever it is that happens to come to your house, UPS, FedEx, or whatever it could be, that you would use the opportunity to share with other people and those people in your family what you believe about Jesus, your Lord and your Savior. If He is your anchor and your foundation, then He has to be a part of your daily conversation. If He is your anchor and your foundation, you're so wedded together with Him that you can't do or think about anything without doing it and thinking about Jesus as being involved in it. So renew your commitment to the Lord Jesus. That as you kneeled in faith before this altar or another altar the day that you committed yourself to Him as one of His children, that you would continue to commit yourself to tell others what you know about Him. St. John's didn't just happen, but St. John's came into existence by God's grace, but it grew because people chose to tell other people about Jesus Christ and to invite them to come with them to this place to hear His word and be assured of His love and His forgiveness. Remember, rejoice, renew. All part having Jesus Christ as your anchor and your foundation. May the Holy Spirit help you not only to remember, but to not forget to rejoice, and at the same time, renew your commitment to Him. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.